Welcome to the Alphabetics of Health, your twice-a-week resource of natural health topics for people on the go. This is a free service from Sherry Jakes, Morgan Jenkins, Jerry Tribble, and myself, Joan Kasich. We are all certified natural health professionals, and the information we provide does not replace any medical advice you may receive from your medical doctor or your health care provider. We provide these topics at 6:30 on Tuesdays and 12 noon on Thursdays. You may also hear these recordings at www.dimensionsofhealth.net, or you may receive them directly from my email address, joan@herbspecialist.com. Also, most of the products we refer to in these talks are from Nature Sunshine. Our topic today is be kind to your kidneys. You know, you have two kidneys and they're located in the center of your back. Both have a ureter connecting the kidneys to your bladder. The function of your kidneys is to remove waste product from your body, and this waste product is called your urine. And it also is there to regulate the amount of acidity and alkalinity in your body's fluids. Your kidneys filter your blood. They're designed to keep your blood clean. Every minute, 1/4 of the blood in your body enters the kidneys. That just amazed me. The kidneys absorb the nutrients from the blood and eliminate the toxins. Your kidneys are one of your main channels of elimination, along with your lungs, your colon, and your skin, which is also known as your third kidney. This is an area in my own body that I personally am always working on. Years ago, when I was in the corporate world, I used to drink 8 cups of coffee per day. My office was right across from a vending machine, and I never drank water. Plus, if I did drink water, it would come from the fountain, the water fountain, or from the tap. And as we found out, tap water is filled with chlorine or chloramines and fluorides and dead bacteria. So that's what I was taking into my body for almost 28 years. Today, even pharmaceutical drugs are found in tap water. And yesterday I heard on the radio that every 19 minutes somebody dies from kidney disease, and kidney dialysis centers are springing up all over the country. So taking care of your kidneys is really important. So how do you know if your kidneys are stressed? Practitioners of Chinese medicine will look at your face. If you have bags under your eyes, or that area under your eyes is very dark, you will know that your kidneys need nurturing. If you have a dull pain in either the center or lower part of your back, you know that your kidneys are under stress. So where do you begin? How can you be kind to your kidneys? First, you begin with drinking enough pure water to help your kidneys deal with purifying your blood. You may choose spring water or reverse osmosis water, never tap water. If you don't filter your water, your kidneys will have to filter your water, adding even more to their burden. So how do you know how much water you need to drink daily? All you have to do is take your body weight and divide it by 2. And that's how many ounces of water you need to drink daily. So let's give you an example. If you weigh 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces of water. So throughout the day, you will want to drink at least 6 ounces of water every hour over a 12-hour period. And it's really better to drink the water in small increments because your kidneys can only handle 4 to 6 ounces every hour anyway. If you do this on a regular basis, you will not be thirsty at night. It's at night that you want to give your kidneys a rest, so it's best to drink during the day only, not right before you go to sleep. Second, eat a diet rich in fresh vegetables and fruits. That's 5 to 9 fruits and veggies per day. Organic is preferred, especially with your root vegetables. Never eat non-organic strawberries, as they are sprayed with 17 different pesticides. Eat proteins only from good natural sources. Organic is preferred, but choose poultry and meats that are free from antibiotics, hormones, and feed from other animal parts. Eat fish that's been caught in the wild. By doing this, you'll reduce the toxic load that your kidneys have to handle. Third, you'll want to use Nature Sunshine formulas that nurture your kidneys. So I'm going to go through how to help your kidneys. So we're going to start first with general kidney health. A good choice to use daily is a product called Urinary Maintenance. It sanitizes the urinary system and helps to maintain the delicate fluid and mineral balance controlled by the kidneys. So what do you do if you have a problem, though? So let's look at problem number one, a kidney infection. One of my favorite products to use short-term or long-term is called Cranberry Buchu. This product prevents bacteria from multiplying and acts like a Teflon coating for the bladder. That way, the bacteria slides right through without adhering to the sides of the bladder. One capsule of Cranberry Buchu is equal to a pint of pure cranberry juice. And if you are going to use cranberry juice, make sure you purchase the cranberry juice that has no sugar in it. And then you could sweeten it with xylitol or stevia. Next, for a kidney infection, use copious amounts of Silver Shield. Keep taking Silver Shield until the infection is gone, and then use it continually as a preventive. I also like to use either straight Golden Seal or a Nature Sunshine product called JPX, and I use high amounts for a short term. So when I say how high amounts, how do you know what a high amount is? So here's how you figure that out. You take your body's weight. Say, again, you weigh 150 pounds. Think one capsule for every 10 pounds. So you would use 15 capsules as a minimum when you are having an infection. For best results, take them on an empty stomach, but if that's too hard, take them with food. To soothe the kidney, I also recommend marshmallow or corn silk and high-potency garlic. High-potency garlic, taken daily, will help to keep biofilms from forming in the bladder. Biofilms are areas that bacteria make nests in, and they hide from the immune system. So if you know someone that's continually getting bladder infections, it's very possible that they have a biofilm and that the bacteria is deep within the bladder. And the way to get it out is with the allicin in the garlic. That's the only thing that can break down the biofilms. In 2005, I had the worst kidney infection ever in my whole life. And these products I just told you about, I used in very high amounts over a period of 5 days. Then I gradually was able to cut back as my symptoms went away. I also drank extra water and rotated pure water with liquid chlorophyll and lemon to alkalize my body. And I also want to mention that I took also high amounts of probiotics. I used probiotic 11 and Bifidophilus fluorophores. And I took a lot of it because when you are dealing with an infection, your immune system needs a lot of help. And 70% of your immune system's power is in your small and large intestines. So if you put a lot of probiotic in that area of your body, you will help your immune system to work even better. Okay, so let's go on to another problem for those of you with incontinence. A great first product to try is called Uva Ursi. And if Uva Ursi doesn't work for you, then the next product to try is KBC TCM. And when I say TCM, it stands for traditional Chinese medicine. And these are concentrated formulas that Nature Sunshine has that are fantastic. And KB stands for kidney and bone. If you get burning or pain during urination, take the following herbs to soothe your bladder. corn silk, golden seal, marshmallow, cranberry buchu, and kava kava. By the way, just a little aside here, I started taking kava kava at bedtime, and it helps me sleep like a baby. For those of you who have the urge to urinate all the time, these are some products to try to cut the urge down a bit. Again, HYC TCM, another Chinese formula. Again, KBC TCM, nervous fatigue TCM, or again, Uva Ursi. When your urine production is scant, the kidneys need stimulation and support. In men, this can be a sign of prostate swelling. These diuretic herbs and formulas can increase the amount of urine. And here they are: butcher's broom, cranberry and buchu, JPX, kidney activator, TCM, kidney drainage. And by the way, kidney drainage is a liquid formula that tastes delicious. And if you wanted to take a formula just to support your kidneys and flavor your water, I recommend kidney drainage very highly. If you are a man and you suspect prostate problems, do check out with your physician and try saw palmetto concentrate, men's formula, and herbal pumpkin, and see if some of your symptoms do go away. Well, that's it for now in terms of the kidneys and being kind to your kidneys. So I am going to open up the talk for questions. So I'm going to come out of lecture mode. Okay, I am now out of lecture mode, and are there any questions? Hi there.
I do have a couple of questions. I get the bags under my eyes every day. You know, every morning I wake up with the bags, but I drink the filtered water, and I drink chlorophyll water. I drink chlorophyll water throughout the day, and
great.
I feel like I'm drinking for my weight the amount that I should.
Oh, so. Okay. And your source of water is purified water, you said?
It's the water. I have a purifier on my refrigerator.
Okay. So a purifier on your refrigerator doesn't really do a great job purifying your water. You really want to think about, if you own your home, installing a reverse osmosis system, or if you are renting, to get a system that you can have on the sink that you can take with you that will purify your water 99% to get all of the heavy metals out of it, whereas a filter on the refrigerator is just charcoal.
Okay, so that one on the sink is right there on the, is it connected onto the faucet?
Right. In other words, you would have someone install a reverse osmosis system, and they bring a faucet up through, you know, there are several holes on the top of the sink. They bring a faucet through there, and then the water is, you have containers that hold the water, and then you have instant access to purified water.
Of course, I like our RO unit, which, you know, Warren Clough, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Joan, but Warren Clough used to say that the containers that hold the water under the sink can be, you know, they need to be cleaned periodically, too. But, of course, I think her husband could do that. But, yeah, RO is really, really important.
I agree. And, of course, the Nature Sunshine unit is fantastic. But it means that you have to make your water, you know, each week. And if you, you know, want to do that, that's something, you know, if you have the time to do that, that is one of your greatest sources of good purified water. I just find that most people are so busy today, many of them don't even have the time to actually purify their water drop by drop. And that's why I suggested the one under the sink.
Right.
Thank you, Sherry.
She has a handy husband, you know, he could do all that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if you've got a husband at home that can do all that, then I would recommend that you think about the Nature Sunshine RO unit, and then he could just make the water for you, and then you would put that water, you'd probably need to make it once a week and, you know, get the gallon containers and then you know, cook with it, drink it. I give it, my animals only drink reverse osmosis water.
Okay.
I don't give them tap. Great question.
Okay. So is there, what about the, any herbal combination that I should be also helping with that, these bags?
Well, for example, have you had any symptoms of any kind of urinary problems that I mentioned at all?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm trying to think the last time Sherry muscle tested me. I think you had, Sherry talked about something about urinary, but I don't know. I wasn't on anything for it. I just can't really remember. I mean, I can't say that I've had maybe one UTI in my life, so, you know, I don't, it's not
okay.
Something that I've had.
Then I would recommend urinary maintenance.
Okay.
I love that formula. It is so filled with nurturing herbs. I mean, it has got many of the herbs that I mentioned in the other products, it already has in it, but there are lesser amounts.
Okay.
And the one herb it has in it that I just absolutely adore is called dandelion.
Uh-huh.
And dandelion is, of course, you know, people kill dandelion out of their lawns. Which is so sad. They should just pick them and make tea out of them, you know, and it would just help their kidneys and their liver. But I would recommend you just try urinary maintenance for a couple of months and just take one at every meal and then see if you notice that your eyes start to, you know, the bags start to reduce.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be my... Any thoughts from you, Sherry, with that?
I really love urinary maintenance, and it's good for men, too. But you know, Janine, I give it to women who, I mean, you may not sneeze and leak, but you know how many women we know who do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the urinary maintenance, I do love it because it's got, you know, it's got some vitamins and minerals in it. And you're taking SuperSup?
Yes. Yeah.
How many do you take?
2 a day.
Yeah. You could really try the urinary maintenance. You know, the other thing is, for you, because you are a sensitive gazelle.
Yes. Yes.
You could try Uva Ursi by itself, or the two things that I came up with just intuitively were Uva Ursi and kidney drainage. The kidney drainage is the one you put in your, but, you know, and you don't retain water or anything, so the urinary maintenance covers everything.
Yeah, sometimes by the end of the day, I notice if I can't tolerate too much salt, and then I will definitely retain in my fingers and in my ankles a teeny, teeny bit. But I sometimes, you know, by the end of the day when I take my socks off, I do have a little indentation, so I'm retaining a little bit.
Ah, then I would also recommend KBC as a thought to try. The KBC, that's for kidney and bone, and that really is great for that specific problem.
Okay.
That, Janine, is there are, that's the concentrated, so there are like 30 capsules. You'd only need one a day, I bet. Knowing you.
Yeah, I am very sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, that's good. And if that's true, then that's, you know, you wouldn't have to take 3 a day like with the urinary maintenance, or even with urinary maintenance, maybe 1 or 2 a day for you. To see which one you like the best, which one helps you to feel the best. You could get one bottle of each and just, you know, try it and see, try 1 month one and the 1 month the other and just see, boy, which one gives me the result, because they're both good.
They are, and I love the urinary maintenance, too, because I keep thinking Kurt needs it for his prostate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Even though his prostate may be fine, you know, he's...
Yeah.
He's getting to that age where...
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
As young and studly as he is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Sounds good.
Oh,
then
great.
I have one more question. I have my elderly 95-year-old aunt is... she takes Lasix 40 milligrams twice a day.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's got a very... very poor functioning valve, and so what happens is she retains fluid. It's valve related. She's got CHF, but it's because her valve is shot. So she takes Lasix, which touches it a little bit, but I'm concerned because she will dehydrate very easily. You know, she takes it, and then she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to have to go to the bathroom because she's maybe going to go somewhere, so she doesn't drink. So I just worry about her kidney health. You know, I just worry about the health of her kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's 95. She has a 95-year-old heart. It's a little, it's hard to,
yeah.
You know, we're just, it's just quality of life is what we're looking. You know, she's not going to go for anything heroic, but and she's doing okay. But I just worry about her. You know,
yeah.
Every once in a while she'll say, "Oh, my blood pressure's low," and I said, "Well, have you drinking any fluids today?" You know,
right?
So,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what you may do. You may want to talk to her about, you know, when she's not going places, that's the time for her to increase her water, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And another wonderful product to bring moisture into the body is the HYC TCM. And how much does she weigh?
She's about 127, 26, just around there.
Okay, okay. Nope. So even one a day for her, you know, might help to pull moisture back into her body, into her
yeah.
cells, you know.
Yeah.
But if she's having, you know, what popped into my head, and I just promote this like, you know, it's like every single person I meet, you got to take this, you got to take it. It's good old CoQ10. And
uh-huh.
Nature Sunshine has, and this is for the heart, this is to strengthen the heart, to strengthen the valves, to strengthen
uh-huh.
the vessels and the arterioles, you know. Good
uh-huh.
old CoQ10, and Nature Sunshine now has it in bioavailable form. And I noticed because they had, there's two different kinds of CoQ10. One is ubiquinone, which is not so bioavailable, so you need a whole bunch of it. And the new one is ubiquinol, which is very bioavailable. And because I'd been taking CoQ10 for so many years because I had gum problems, and as soon as
mm-hmm.
I started CoQ10, the gum problems went away. Well,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I took the new formula, oh, my goodness, I felt energy immediately.
Mm.
So my recommendation to help her nurture her circulatory system more, which in turn would help her kidneys and this issue that she's having with, you know, having to take Lasix, I would start with CoQ10.
Okay.
Well, I so agree with that. I'll tell you, I read, God, years ago in the Miracle Cures that
yeah.
people with CHF that, you know, who were not 95, mind you, but who had lots of years left, they put them on 300 milligrams of CoQ10 and the CHF completely cleared.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying with a 95-year-old heart valve.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty severe, so I don't want to mess around too much because right now her quality of life is good and she's in a good space. So
yeah, but the cookie, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll tell you, I got to tell you, that still is a lot. If the Lasix at 80 milligrams a day barely touches it,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I don't know if she'd take less on some days, but if she doesn't retain water that's a lot. I mean, that if she's doing that much Lasix and not much water, that's gonna strangle her little kidneys.
I know it. I know. And what's happening, and that fluid can't get back from up from the legs because the valve isn't able to.
Got
the pump
it.
The pump is almost gone.
So we have to hang her up by her ankles.
Yeah, we got the chair, and she elevates, and so I think that's a good idea. So.
Yeah, give it
great.
A try. Give it a try and see what she experiences. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, another really sad thing is sometimes, you know, like with, you know, this person, 95 years old, and they're afraid to drink the water, it is from the lack of water that is the problem. In other words,
mm-hmm.
that's the original problem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll just hope that she can work through that. But see if you can't, even at 95, help that pump a little better, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So that's a good idea. And I'm sure the doctor would be open to the CoQ10.
And
yeah.
if he's
good.
Not, you could refer him to Dr. Steven Sinatra, who is one of the world-famous cardiologists in America. And the doctor probably knows who he is. Dr. Steven Sinatra, he's fantastic, and he's the one who, years and years and years ago, who really promoted the CoQ10.
Okay.
So that, you know, at least that's another doctor that her doctor could be referred to.
Right. Great.
Yeah. Well, if there are no other questions, then what I would like to do is announce that this Thursday at 12 noon, that is Thursday, May 27th, we are going to have another talk called Love Your Liver.
Okay.
And we would like to invite you again, Janine. We're so happy you were on with us and enjoyed your questions. And at some point, I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Take care, everybody. Have a
great
evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.